This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging an 1809 Berliner Weiss. It says that it's brewed by Dr. Fritz Brehm in Munich, trying to recreate historic forgotten styles. One thing I notice is that the bottle says it's a 5% beer, and normally Berliner Weiss is a Schenck beer, which is a classification of German beer tax law that limits the starting gravity to 7 to 8 Plato. And you can't really make a beer with this much gravity that's so this would be called a full beer in German beer tax law. So it's not really the true Berliner Weiss style. So to take a little of that into account. That said, it's a very pale yellow, sort of straw-ish color. It's probably okay for color. The other ones are a little lighter. It has a little bit of haze. It had a really tall, pure white head, but it settled almost immediately, almost like a soda pop. But there is some range on what's allowable here, so I'll give it a 3 for appearance. That might be a little generous. The aroma has a moderate sourness. Getting some apple, maybe some clove. So it seems a little funky. Sort of like a young lambic can sometimes be, although not as sour. I do get some grainy wheat. No hops. Maybe some hay-like notes. Or, it's not like the funky barnyard quality. But it's not a pure, clean sourness. There are some other notes there, maybe a little vegetal. So I'm getting some additional aromatics that I sometimes get as sort of background notes in some lambics. But don't take that to mean that it's sharply sour or that it's got like that big horse blanket note, because it doesn't. I'll give it a 10. I mean, the guidelines allow for a little bit of funk as optional, but it does smell like a sour wheat beer. There's just a little extra going on in there. So 10 for aroma. Flavor. It has a moderate grainy wheat with a balanced sourness. The sourness has a fruity quality, but also a light vegetal note. It seems like parsnips to me. Again, I think the sourness is a little too funky. The fruity quality reminds me of apples. But, I mean, if I'm talking about apples and hay and parsnips, those, again, are descriptors that are sometimes used in association with lambics. But you sort of have to peel away the sharp sourness to get there. Here, the sourness isn't nearly as high. The sourness is more balanced with the wheat. The wheat is a little, I called it moderate. It's a little forward, but then again, it's a higher gravity beer than is typical for the style, so it's hard to hide the grain that gives you that gravity. But there's sourness in the finish. and the finish is dry. It's not like the super bone dry of the best examples. So I think the extra gravity is holding it up a little bit. It seems bready, but not doughy. Sometimes when I get the best Berliner Weisses, they have like a bread dough, an uncooked bread dough kind of a flavor to them. It has a low bitterness. So I still would characterize the sourness as not as intense and more funky than the best examples. You know, it's not highly funky. It's just not. It's just not a clean sourness like I'm used to getting in like a Kindle. I will give that a 16. The mouthfeel. It has a high carbonation. It has a medium light body, which is a little big. There is sort of a sour edge to it, but not strongly so. It's a bit big and full, so I'll give it a 4 for mouthfeel. The carbonation's right though. So overall, I think it's got too much malt and gravity, which tends to overbalance the sourness. Or you could also look at the sourness isn't strong enough to sort of strike the right balance note with the wheat. Really, this should be a 3-3.5% beer with quite a bit of sourness, and it's got more malt than that. So that takes it, slightly away from the style. But it does have the general qualities. I mean, it is a sour wheat beer. I like the little bit of fruitiness in it. The sourness should be cleaner. I think the vegetal flavors are a little much. Like sometimes I get in a young lambic. Not horse blanket, but just, it doesn't have the purity of sourness that I'm used to getting. So overall, I'll give it an 8. This is not a bad beer. It gives you an idea of the style, but it doesn't give you the best example of the style. However, it's hard to get. The best examples are hard to get. I'm not sure that they're brought in anymore. Some smaller places make the style. If you're ever in Philadelphia, go to the Nodding Head Brew Pub because they're known to make one. I had one earlier this year, and I thought it was a fairly good example for the style. So this is the 1809 Berliner Weiss from Dr. Fritz Brehm. It's judged as a Category 17A Berliner Weiss. Total score is 41.